T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday.
Those boys are pretty good, aren't they? Am I on?
Who, Green Day? Yeah, you're on.
I don't hear me.
Oh, that's weird. Oh. Let's take a second here figure that out. Got to make sure that we can all hear each other and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's always nice.
Is he whistling?
Yeah, is he talking about Green Day?
I think so, yeah. He was talking about Green Day. Those boys are pretty good.
I actually love starting the show with Green Day. It's like, I just, you know, they're
Do
just...
I hear me now? I don't hear me now either.
Oh, wait, that's
hold
bizarre.
On, hold on.
Check, no, your mic sounds good. Can you hear us?
I hear you fine. I don't
okay.
hear me, though.
Check the connection on your headphones.
Oh, boy.
Where do they plug in?
If he hears us, then it's fine. That means
yeah,
his headphones
true.
Are working.
That's yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
he
his
just
mic
needs
is
to follow
also,
that
needs,
XLR
yeah.
from the mic. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
We'll post this to the Instagram.
You know, to tell you the truth, there have been so many technical difficulties in the last few days with like our connection units back to the station. Like,
it makes us stronger though, Sarah.
It does, it does. Mm-hmm. It shows that, you know, we can figure things out. Did you figure it out, Ben?
Hello. No, I didn't.
Oh, damn it. Is it his local?
Yeah, well, I wonder if the kid came in and, you know,
well,
played the
sure.
dials.
I mean,
that's
kids,
very likely.
Or was, kids do.
The other thing I was thinking was maybe they're doing podcasts, so they're unplugging things.
Oh,
and, you know.
Are they doing podcasts?
Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he gets here, comes back.
You sound great, Sarah, by the way.
Oh, it sounds okay?
Yeah, well, it sounds great.
I'm on the regular Comrex right now.
I see.
Not on Lucy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the
amazing.
Difference between this and when I'm on the the phone app?
It's just I can just tell it's just a lot more like cleaner and crisp.
Okay.
Not that Lucy's bad, but this sounds really good.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
For saying,
ah!
Hello.
What the heck?
Is it there or not? He's not. Should we get a song ready in case? Because
no, no, we shouldn't. Wait.
We can hear
Hello?
You.
No,
we hear
I can't.
You.
I know, but I don't hear me. And while that's fine, we can certainly do it without that. There shouldn't be... And nothing was touched that I know of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are the kids doing a podcast, Vinny? You can yell. We'll hear you.
Okay. Oh, he took
he
it off.
No, I don't think
I bet it's
us.
the return from the station. The mix.
Well, no,
you know,
yeah, I was gonna say I think it's his local mix because we're
right.
hearing him.
The
just
local
fine
mix between his, himself and there's probably a couple knobs
yeah.
that.
Yeah, just you know, maybe he could pick up his phone and show you his knobs. Isn't that what
right.
phones are for?
Yeah,
turns out in the end they're just for looking at knobs.
Well,
mm-hmm. We got 3 more days till Friday.
That is true.
It's National Coffee Day.
Oh, I saw that. You're so cute. Like every day, I look through all the sponsors and see what Nicole has written down for us. And
how about now, Vinny?
Do I got me? No.
Oh, still no. Keep trying.
This is going to be the clip of the day, right, Brent?
I don't know. Is it
him getting up and down? We'll just count how many times.
Hey, Brittany, how come you have 2 windows on your?
So I'm using a different pad because of the whole situation yesterday where I was glowing and you guys were distracted. So I'm trying to make it better. And then I also had this other screen because I want to when I share a screen, then my screen goes away.
Yes.
So I figure this is good. It's also good if I wanted to. It's just has multiple
it's
purposes.
It's fine. Yeah. I just wonder if Vinny's on a phone if he can only see 4 windows.
Yes, he can only see four, I believe, but the ones that are not activated, the video, then it only shows the four that are activated.
Oh.
Does that make sense? So if I show something on my shared screen, then I should just disconnect.
You should disconnect. And I see. Mm-hmm, that'll be good. Vinny, try it again.
Hello.
Have a song ready in case we can't really do this all day. I suppose we can. I mean, this is fine. What did you guys do yesterday?
I forget right now. What did I do yesterday? Oh, I did this. I was playing with my equipment forever.
Oh.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually surprised you and John didn't hook up to try to figure out our little
Zoom. I texted him and he said he was busy at the moment. We planned
to. Yeah, we had a bunch of stuff to do yesterday. We're getting some stuff ready, so we had to fix the garbage disposal and
yeah,
there was just a lot of stuff going on yesterday.
What happened with the garbage disposal?
It just stopped working. So I thought, of course, I'm like, get a new one, just replace it. He's like, hold on.
Did you get the Allen key and try to
turn it? Yeah, so he did that and he spun the thing around and it took him a while, but he's like, there's definitely something jammed in there. It starts to go and then it jams up and I don't know what the hell, a piece of glass or something. I don't know what would stop. It seems like that thing can crush anything. And I have this irrational fear. It's so stupid, but I get scared when I put my hand into the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a very healthy fear.
Okay, good. That's good. But the thing is, I'm scared just when I know the thing is off. I see the button. I don't have to, I know it's off, but I'm still going to reach my hand in there and, push stuff. Yeah. And, whatever it is. Or, there's something because, right, it's going to chew my hand up, right? But John, the first attempt that we made on this thing, it was making this noise like trying before.
Like it was jammed, yeah.
It was jammed, right. So, but then, and there's an overload switch, right? So there's a reset button on the thing. If you've ever had your thing be dead, there's a reset button right on the bottom of it that you can. Oh, Vinny, could you hear that? Can you hear yourself
I'm
now?
Hello, I'm fixed. Okay.
Yay! Right. What was the problem?
Let's not talk about how I fixed that. Let's just get up. I'm so sorry that it's a very detailed,
You had to hack it and
I had a lot of highly detailed and difficult language to, I don't know what just happened.
It's advanced,
It's advanced.
He tried every knob until one of them worked. Okay.
Right. All right. Jesus. You know, what's funny is I've actually just, our friend Alan from Bananas has show me what you're broadcasting with. I'm curious. And I showed him this giant thing they sent me home with.
The gig rig.
Yeah. And he goes, that might be a little overkill. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? It has fully worked. We've had no problems with that. We've, had fires and evacuations and many other things. But that thing has, and sure enough, today I got a problem. But I think that was, if I were to diagnose it, I might say it's about this tall. The problem is probably this tall.
That's about 3.5 feet, maybe.
Right. Yeah. And
you can't narrow it down any further than that. It's somewhere in this monstrosity.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is that on the back of it, I'm sure there's 1,000 things plugged into 1,000 other things. And, one of those being pulled out could make the whole thing fail.
It's so anyway, he was like, we could. And I was thinking, well, maybe I will, because we are obviously here for a while. Because I actually one of the things as we evacuated, I looked at this thing because I know it's not mine. This thing,
right.
It's our company's. And I looked at it and went, I'm not going to be able to get that out of here. They're bummed.
Yeah, that is going to die in the fire.
Right. So it would be good to give it back to him. But on the other hand, it's worked every day until just now. So, right.
And even now, you managed to figure it out. Somehow, your technical prowess enabled you to bring that thing back on.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When you were just using the Lucy app, I'm sorry to our listeners who are like, okay, enough technical difficulties.
Right.
When you were sitting at your apartment using the Lucy app, could you hear your own voice in the headphones?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I can't. I know. I knew there had to be a thing for that. I think because of the rig that I'm running through. Like, I can now because somehow they've wired this whole thing so that I can,
It's not your rig, Sarah, because you went direct to your phone, too, remember?
Yeah, but it's something in that in that poll. You're right. So there must be a setting. I'll talk to Brian about it. There must just
so
be
wait.
A flickover button.
You're on the Lucy app now?
No, I'm on the regular thing. Even when I'm on the Lucy, because of the way that Brennan and John have wired this thing and set it up, it functions like a studio. But when it's just me going directly into my phone, I can't hear my own voice. I'm not coming through my own headphones. I can hear myself because I'm sitting right here, but I can only hear you guys, and I just have to remind myself to not yell. You know how when you're talking in it's a big room and a big crowd, you tend to yell because even though you're going
yourself.
Going through a microphone, everyone can hear you just fine. You don't have to yell, but you can't help yourself.
Of the microphone, right?
Exactly. But you can't hear yourself, so you do.
That Lucy app, I mean, I can't say that those were my favorite broadcasts as I was slightly distracted, but that Lucy app works, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
it works great.
We plugged a real legit mic into it, and you've got your headphones, and
it sounds
frankly,
broadcast
I
quality.
Could just as easily return this rig and do that every day, and it would be fine. It worked.
Yeah. It totally works. So. It's pretty reliable, too. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it'll use a phone line if it has to, which is kind of amazing. Technology.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry I missed what the beginning. What's going on? How was your day? What'd you do?
Yeah, it was great. She's fixing a garbage disposal.
I was talking about fixing a garbage disposal.
Oh, let me see both your hands.
They're fine. My hands are fine. So, that was what we were talking about. Like, it turns out we all have this irrational fear. Even though the thing is off, you know it's off. You're not going to turn it on. You'd drop kick anybody who tried to while your hand was in there, you know,
drop
you're not,
kick.
Whatever, I don't know, quick elbow to the throat, whatever.
You're not drop kicking Berkeley. That boy's
no,
big.
No, he's got a foot on me. Mm-hmm. So if I have my hand, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, a spoon falls down and you pull that out or you're pushing food in, you know, whatever it is, you're doing whatever with your hand in there. So as John is trying to fix the thing yesterday, it's jammed up, Vin. I don't know how much of this you heard.
I heard none.
The thing is stopped, and there's a reset button on the bottom of the thing. And so it was going like trying, and then it would overload, right? So he's putting his hand in there I'm like, get your hand out of there. If you were to free the thing...
Oh, you're saying while it was on, he put
well
his
one
hand down
one
there.
Time he did that, and I was like, I freaking grabbed his hand. What are you doing?
You're my guitar player.
You're
I
my
can't
everything.
Go through life
you
without
can't,
my
no.
guitar player.
Well, I'm gonna have to get a new guitar player. So then yesterday he goes over there, you know, by himself with the tool to loosen the thing up, and I said to him like, I couldn't stop saying it. Like I know he's heard me. I couldn't. I'm like, do not. Put your hand in there. Unplug that machine before you put any hands in. Like, unplug it. Don't
you know
even
what
just
I
trust
use,
the thing.
And I saw a guy, plumber dude, do this and fix a thing. So now I do it because, you know, monkey see. I take a wooden spoon and you can put it in there
and
almost
crank it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're cranking it. You're not stirring it, but it looks like
you
that.
You hook on an end and push it.
And that can often clear whatever's going on in there. And then you're not risking your guitar player's hand because a wooden spoon.
Exactly.
Is that.
Yes. So he gets the Allen wrench tool. Ding, ding, shame. Allen. Ben has a
lot. Oh, I see.
And thank you. And he loosens the thing and then spins it and it's fixed. But, you know, I was like, I should go with you. He's like, no, you can't go with me. You're a pain in the ass. I'm like, all right,
oh, dear.
I won't go. I mean, he didn't say that, but I know that's what he meant. Mm. He doesn't need me hovering over him. I have my own stuff to do.
That's fun.
Yeah. So anyway, and I gardened. I mean, and it was 104 degrees here yesterday.
Oh, it was super hot there, huh?
It was so hot. It was, you know, you just walk out into a furnace. It's just there's only so much time you can spend outside. What was it, 75 and sunny in Millbrae? Is that?
That was like 90. It's hurtful.
It wasn't bad here, as bad as it
the
was
air
expected
is bad too.
To be. The air is bad. I was out surfing for a couple hours, and the fog rolled in. Mm-hmm. Sort of a combination of fog and smoke.
Smog.
Which should be smog, right? Mm-hmm. Except it's actually fire smoke. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, So the wind stayed down, and it was, I had a wonderful afternoon.
Oh, good.
So fun. Got
well, that's
exercise.
Good for your mental health, you know.
Very much so. Yeah. I was going to say, just as you were talking about you and John, that's the very stuff that everybody's dealing with, where you've been with each other every day for months and months. And the littlest thing can be like, leave me alone.
Right. Stop it.
I've had enough.
I don't want to blow up on you. You're really bothering me.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's good that both of you through the years have found ways and you understand. And that's great. That's really good.
Well, when he snaps at me, it's serious, you know.
Right.
He's so, like, I'm the one who does all the, like, freaking out and yelling in this family. So, you know, I know. Can you imagine?
I can't.
I know.
I don't see it at all.
It does seem so, I'm so just placid all
the time.
He does
look like a real hothead.
Yeah. So when he snaps at me, I go, oh, I've pushed too far.
Right.
I get it. No problem. I'll stay here, dear.
Well, that's good that you,
you
don't,
go
you know,
do your thing.
Keep pushing, because that's... Mm.
Well, the thing is, if I push, like, when, I've told you this before, like, that was one of the major adjustments I had to make with life with John, is there are no fights. When we have a disagreement and I start to be me, he gets up and leaves. And
good for
it's
him.
And will not engage. He just goes quiet. He won't yell back until finally I have to think through why I'm wrong, because I am. And then I go and apologize to him. And so honestly, over the years, I've been able to truncate that process, knowing that I am always wrong. And that whatever I'm freaking out about, the fact that he's getting quieter and quieter means I'm wrong and I don't see the whole picture. So I have to sit down and do my homework.
In your own defense... If I may, I would say that you have 10 million things. Your head never stops. Like, you have a million things. Clearly, you're busy. Some of them have to be misses. They can't all be perfect ideas, right?
Oh, my God. They're thankfully, John talks me off. Gee, are you kidding me? I'd live in Canada right now if I, you know, followed my...
That's what I mean.
Alone,
there's a lot,
you know,
going on there that's...
me and my great ideas.
That, right. I could see that, you know... while it sounds good, or in your head,
this makes perfect sense. Let me write it down in an email to John, and he'll take it apart point by point.
Right, there you go.
Rationally and just insanely. Oh, my problem is too. I can never shut up. You know, someone starts to say why I'm wrong, and I just blah, 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 blah. So they just stop talking, and then I come to it on my own. Oh,
that's good.
God, I'm wrong again. Mm.
Very well done. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think problem solving becomes, especially right now, becomes a huge
no
thing
doubt.
For all couples who hope to make it through this. It is. Oof. And I, you know, as I've been reading and reading and reading, even though it looks like we're going to have a vaccine, and even though it looks like we're coming to that point where spring should be better. It should.
Yeah, it should be.
Spring should be better, but we're not done with masks for a while.
No.
Like, you know, I'm not telling you to stock up until after I've stocked up, but
yes,
you probably
you
are going to want masks for a while. That's going to be probably for another year. We're going to be in masks.
Well, I would
from
think
now.
At least that long. And it's, you know, look, it's going to change the way we think of things. That it is amazing to think that 6 months ago, a little more than that actually, it just didn't cross our minds. It like the things that we took for granted, like going to restaurants and talking to people on the street, they're just, those things are gonna change at the very least, if not go away. I mean, I've never seen, none of us has ever seen anything like this, unless they were somehow born in, I don't know, 1914 and were able to recognize what was happening.
Super weird to see commercials on TV and the people are wearing masks. Interviewers on TV as an athlete's coming off the field and the interviewer's wearing a mask.
Yep.
And you just go, Jesus, this is real life. Wow. So anyway, I do think our vaccine's not far off, but we're still going to be, and actually that acceptance of that sort of makes you go, all right, well, we're here for a little while longer.
Right.
And then they'll be figure out how to not blow up my life in the process.
Right. Let's just try to keep this thing going, and then we'll, you know, it'll be
right.
We'll
just on the other side of this. We'll take a long break from each us. Everyone gets their own vacation.
Right. All solo. I'm going to go to Mars for 1 month. It's going to take me a year to get there and a year to get back. And I'm just going to hang out.
I can tell you in a moment of frustration as I was, I forget, this was a month or 2 months ago. I don't even know how long. But, you know, we'd already been in here a while. And, you know, I'm playing by the rules. I'm in the house. I'm doing what the missus wants. I'm doing it for my kids. I'm doing it because I think it's the right thing to do for my neighbors and my mom and everybody else, right? Yep. But there's a point where the missus said something to me like, hey, we're hanging out outside. You want to... I think I was like playing guitar or something, or I finally had a minute. Why don't you come hang out with us? And I was in a moment of just sure... plain jerkiness. I was like, I'm with you every day. Give me a break. And I have not heard the end of that since. I'm like, well, you know what? I am. I'm with you every day. What do you mean I'm not spending time with you guys? Jesus.
Yeah, she.
She
is a saint.
Yeah.
You are a lucky man.
Yep. Well, look, I'm not built for this.
I hear you.
This wasn't.
Yeah. No, most people aren't built for this. It's definitely hard.
Right.
But that was a mean thing to say.
Right. Well, no, I wasn't trying. I'm just, yes.
I know you were trying to be mean, but
out of facts, frustration, facts. But yeah, just, you know, So anyway, that's
seems fun though. That just becomes a family joke. It's fine.
That's a boomerang that keeps giving. Clunk.
I spend all my. She's all. Oh, and I don't. Wonderful. I'll be out here with our children. You go ahead and play guitar and upset the neighborhood. That'll be fine.
Yeah, that was
anyway.
Fun.
Well, on the other side of all of this, we'll be back to some kind of new normal. And on the other side of these, I'm going to tell you all about the people who have decided a baby in quarantine would be a great idea. Oh. And more after these. Oh, I need to do all the other stuff. It's not just Oregon. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Hey, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.